On today's show, we have a lot of the latest auto show reveals. One of Google's autonomous cars is at fault in an accident, and John has his analysis of why FCA is axing the Dodge Dart and Chrysler 200. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 1st of 2016. Well, time for some more auto show reveals. Honda is giving us a good idea at what the Civic hatchback will look like with this prototype. Not much information to go on, but more will be revealed at the New York Auto Show. Volkswagen is showing off two new vehicles. The first is a small convertible SUV concept called the T-Cross Breeze. It's a little bit bigger than a Cross Polo and hints at VW's future design direction. And maybe VW didn't kill off the Phaeton completely. Its second reveal is a large luxury sedan called the Phaeton that will launch in China in the third quarter of this year. It's the first VW to be based on the MLB architecture and was jointly developed with its Chinese partner, SAIC. Infiniti debuted an all-new Q60 Coupe in Geneva. The car is powered by a twin-turbo V6, which comes with either 300 or 400 horsepower and will launch in Europe this summer. And last but not least, Peugeot is showing off the Traveler iLab. It's said to be a vision of the future for business customer travel with a focus on interior space and connectivity. And still to come, the Chinese government is fueling most of the EV sales in the country.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
While Google's autonomous vehicles were involved in several accidents last year, the crashes were caused by human drivers. But now for the first time, its car was partly to blame for an accident. One of its Lexus self-driving models sideswiped a bus as it tried to avoid sandbags in the road. The car's software and the test driver both assumed the bus driver would stop or slow down to allow it to merge, but the algorithms guessed wrong. Luckily, both vehicles were traveling at low speeds and no one was hurt. Autonomous cars aren't foolproof, but they do have the potential to dramatically reduce traffic deaths, and that's why it's a technology worth pursuing despite setbacks like this. The Chinese government wants to have 5 million EVs or new energy vehicles on its roads by 2020. But like here in the U.S., consumers just aren't warming up to them. Last year, close to 186,000 EVs were sold in China, which is four times higher than the year before. That compares to about 114,000 in the U.S. But according to Sanford C. Bernstein, nearly half of those Chinese EVs were purchased by the government, and three-quarters of them were in Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. Outside of those three cities, EV demand is negligible. The study says the government needs to significantly step up EV purchases in order to reach its goal. Coming up next, John takes a look at FCA's strategy and why it's dropping the Dodge Dart and Chrysler 200.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
People in the automotive industry were taken by surprise when Fiat Chrysler announced it was dropping the Dodge Dart and Chrysler 200. Remember, the Dart was the small, fuel-efficient car that FCA promised the U.S. government it would build in return for the bailout money and the bankruptcy deal that Chrysler needed to get back on its feet. The Chrysler 200 was the nameplate featured in that stunning M&M video that ran during the Super Bowl and introduced the tagline, imported from Detroit. The current version of the car is one of the best-looking sedans on the market, and sales were up more than 50% last year. So why are these cars getting axed? A month ago, Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of FCA, told financial analysts that his goal is to eliminate all of the company's debt by 2018 and post an operating profit of around 9 billion euros. Most analysts predicted the plan would fall far short. One even called it the business plan from fantasy land. But they did not realize the actions Marchionne would take to meet that plan. Getting rid of the Dart and the 200 will save FCA the investment money needed to refresh those products or to completely redesign them. That could save the company between $500 million and $1 billion. FCA ended up last year with over $5 billion in debt, so getting rid of the Dart and 200 will pay off a lot of borrowing. Also, getting rid of the Dart frees up assembly capacity to make more Jeep Cherokees, while getting rid of the 200 frees up capacity to make more Ram pickups. That will drop a lot more money to the bottom line. This is a risky strategy if market demand switches away from crossovers and pickups and goes back to passenger cars. But no one sees that happening anytime soon. It's pretty clear that Marchionne plans on retiring from FCA in 2 years, and he wants to be able to claim he left the company on a solid financial footing, and that is why the Dart and 200 got the axe. Anyway, that's how I see it, and of course, I would love to hear how you see it as well. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for making AutoLine a part of your day.